goodness and who is it? Grace for grace. The word of God is the ordained means of receiving all that is ordained for us in Christ Jesus. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Olide of the Comforter Revival International Mission as he brings the word for you to receive. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Receiving.
Glory to God. And welcome once again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be sharing with you very briefly something so dear to your heart. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Very dear to your heart, that your heart is craving for. Now, the end of the commandment is love, out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of sincere faith. Now, the end or the purpose of the commandment is love, out of a pure heart, and of a good conscience, and of sincere faith. Give us New King James Version. Thank you. Give us NLT. The purpose of my instruction is that all believers will be filled with love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and genuine faith. Now, the first thing I would like us to deal with tonight is to know what is God's commandment. Before we now go into the purpose of that commandment, we are dealing with the purpose of God's commandment. But we must know first what is the commandment before we can now know what is the use thereof. Which I believe strongly, because many times we really want to practice something, but we could not, because we did not understand what the meaning of that. And I pray that God, the Almighty God, will release His understanding to your spirit man. If you believe, let me hear your loudest amen. For several years we'll be reading some things, but we don't really understand. That make people to mock your God. But from now it shall not be so. In the name of the Lord Jesus. What is really God's commandment? Because if God's commandment is an instruction of what to do, it means it cannot be God's commandment. For several years we've been taking something for something else. But tonight I believe you will capture the reality. John chapter 12, verse 49 and 50. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that His commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Therefore, the commandment of God is eternal life. and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Please give us energy. When you know that you have the person of God, to practice the principle of God becomes easier. I don't speak on my own authority. The Father who sent me has commanded me what to say and how to say it. And I know his commands lead to eternal life. So I say whatever the Father tells me to say. These are things that I think we should rethink a bit. Now, the Almighty God decided to put into Jesus what is in him, so that Jesus will be able to put into us what God placed in him, for us to live a successful and fulfilled life. Now, from this passage we realize that God's commandment is not do or don't. How many of you agree with the scripture? Give us Romans chapter 7, verse 12. If the commandment of God is do or don't, then nobody will meet up. Wherefore, the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, and just and good. Excuse me. Will an instruction become holy? If the commandment is not a person, would they say it's holy? Are we getting the point? The commandment of God, when he said the purpose of the commandment is love out of pure heart and of a good conscience and of a sincere faith. We need to get it right now. Now, give us energy of this passage before we press further now, so that we establish the reality we are sharing with you again. But see, the law itself is holy, and its commands are holy and right and good. Now, nothing is right in this world, if not a person. Am I communicating? If you do what is right, it is because you are right. Because right cannot do what is right if it's not a person. Instruction cannot do something right if the instruction is not a person. I want us to understand this clearly today. Now, you may say, but God, so Jesus gave us a new commandment he gave unto us that we should love. Did he say a new commandment I give unto you is to love? Is that what he said? I don't think so. We should get into straightening. Because what is killing us today is what we have without knowing the meaning of it. Do you understand my point? I don't know who has Andrew's phone. It's all the function that you know how to operate. But you have it. So when another person that knows how to operate all the function that of your answer that you carry, what happened? It will make more profit with it than you. Is that true? Is it because you don't have what it takes to make profit? But because you don't know how to operate what you have. So I want you to know how to operate what God has freely given to us. That's the point I'm raising tonight. How many of you are getting the point now? Now listen to me. Now, how many of you have now realized that the new commandment that God gave unto us is a person? They are still looking. No, until I get your attention, I won't move. Moses says, if you will not pardon these people, take my name away. You see, when you understand some things, when somebody is talking somewhere, your spirit will tell you that what he's saying is not true. Am I communicating now? Now, listen. What is God's commandment to us? He gave us his commandment. Did he say, a new commandment I instruct you? Is that how he put it? A new commandment I give you. Now, he gave us the commandment and tell us the function. Let's go there. John 13, verse 14 and 15. Your face is looking brightly today, so I need to go gently, because this is not a crusade gun. Let's be going gradually. 34. Go to 34, sorry. John 13, 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you, comma. I think I passed English language more. What is the meaning of comma? There is something in this mention of something. In order to further on something. A new commandment I give unto you. He put something there. That ye love one another as I have. Do you read your Bible like that? If he did not give for his person, he won't tell us to do something as he does it. That ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Now, the commandment that Jesus gave to us is his life. It is the function of that life. The function of that life is to express the love of God towards men. That's the point I'm raising today. And it says, your expression of that love towards men must be from what? From your own life. From your heart. Not from your mouth. Not from your head. Not from your hands. Are you following now? Now, he gave us a life. And that life changes our spirit, man. That all our activities should originate from that place. Now the end or the purpose of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and a good conscience and of sincere faith. Now listen to this. If this circulates and saturates our hearts, I bet with you there is no level on earth that God will not take you to. Because that is his desire. Now, I know that his commandment is life everlasting. It's life everlasting. Jesus never come to give us religion. Jesus never engaged any man in activities. He came to give us his life. And this life is the loving nature of God. This life is the healing life of God. This life is the wisdom life of God. Today will be the end of your failure. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the purpose or the end, the conclusion of this life is to express the person of himself. And I come to this point that the greatest understanding is the understanding to understand God. And your understanding of God make you to know the person you are in reality. Knowing this, when you begin to walk or do anything, you will do it with confidence. Then reward must follow. I repeat again. The greatest understanding is the understanding to understand God. When you get to this point in life, I bear with you, you see the reward of your labor. This brother came to this point. He said, the purpose or the end, the conclusion, the summary of the commandment is love. Out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of sincere faith. That is sincere operation. Someone shared something with us one day. He saw a man. It's an elderly person. Saw a man. Expecting the man to greet him. The man greeted him casually. Said, no, according to our culture, you should prostrate and greet. People are there. The guy lie down and greet. When he got up, he said, actually, even though he lie down, but he's standing up. Do you understand? Now, he said he does that by compulsion, not by willingly. The reason why is that still we labor today without result is because we do things not with all our heart. And whatever you don't do with all your heart can never attract any reward. I don't know whether you are getting my. It's a serious issue. Now, when you are committed to something, you throw your entire life there. If you die there, you die there. If you live there, you live there. Do you get my point now? Now, I ask a question again, and I will ask a question now. How many of us here who see our parents, let me see your hands, whether one or both? Okay now. If your father or your mother call you on phone and you don't have the number, you don't, the name didn't appear, by the time you hear the voice, will you say, who is this? Huh? Even though if you have not seen face to face for 2 years, what happened? You recognize him by his voice because he is your parent. Now I ask question again. When people say they didn't hear God's voice, they didn't understand God's voice, I ask, is he your father? Mm-mm. Now, you understand your biological parents, you understand their voice when they call you on phone. Do you know that the life of your father is not in you? Is that true? It's not. But the life of God is in you. Now, when God speaks to you, he's not speaking to you. He's speaking to himself that is in you. When you get this understanding, things become easier. I come again. When God speaks to you, he's not speaking to you. He's speaking to himself that liveth in you. I come again. When God speaks to you, God is not speaking to you, but God is speaking to himself that liveth in you. Now, I stand on that. Okay, now, since God speaks to himself that lives in me, is it possible for me to doubt myself? Some of you are still looking. Please, my brother, if they tell you that, Bruno, if somebody asks you now, are you fair in complexion or you are dark in complexion? Do you need to think before you say it? How do you know that you are not fair in complexion? You just know. Because you know. How do you know? You see it. How do you see it? You see yourself in the mirror that you are complete. You can even see it now. Okay, good and fine. Now, why didn't you say no, you resemble black? I'm going somewhere. Likewise. Because this person now know his own complaint. The same way, when eternal light enter into your life, you know God as you know yourself. This is the point. If we don't get this, it may become a problem. Struggle will end in your life today. Oh my God. I say struggle will end in your life today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When understanding comes, knowing comes. John chapter 17, we read verse 1 to 3. Jesus, this word spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Now, what happened next? It means knowing the attribute of God that is in God is equally in you. How many of you believe that what is in God is in you? God said. But that's what the word of God said. Now, all the attribute of God is in you. Because the life of God is imparted into you. Now, knowing God is knowing yourself. The quality of your life is determined by the understanding of God that you know. This matter is a serious matter. When you read your Bible again and again, Jesus keeps emphasizing on this matter. He that has seen me has seen the Father. He that knoweth me knoweth the Father. So this is what Jesus used throughout. Our difference today is because we never knew that we and God are one and the same. Every believer is the same with God. Because the Spirit of God, the life of God is imparted to his Spirit. Alright. Okay, let's go somewhere. Psalm 119, verse 172. Glory, glory, glory to God. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. And God is called righteousness. Jesus is called righteousness. Believers are called righteousness. I pray you capture this reality. Please listen to me. If a man have this, everything you ever need, this life has the ability to provide them for you. The believers are called righteousness. The believers are called Christ. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. It shocked me when I read that he likened us to Christ, he likened us to light, he likened us to righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 down to 16. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbeliever? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? It means he likened us to himself. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? You can see the way he just itemizes it. Now, knowing this from your spirit make you to walk with confidence. You will no longer walk in darkness from today. I say you will no longer walk in darkness from today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me ask this question again. Because I realized that when I was growing up with my parents, they never teach me their language. I just grew hearing it. How many of you that your parents teach you their dialect? How do you come to start speaking? You are not with me. Have you ever seen a child or maybe less than 2 months? The mother carried the child there. Maybe the name is Dami. Say, Dami, Dami. As you say, Dami, Dami, you see that child smile. Kai, you are not with me. Do we have parents here? Oh my God. Now, what do you think that is a response? What makes that child to respond with laughter? It is because he understands what the mother is saying. You are not with me. You will realize if another parent carry that same child, the child start crying. What is the difference?
It means the hand of the mother is used for the child. May God give you understanding. See, God is not a difficult father. He's a loving father. Willing at all times that all the children will gather around about him. Okay, now. You will see when a little child is breastfeeding and it started growing teeth. And whenever the child bites the nipples of the mother, and the mother, she starts the child, what do you do? If the mother didn't do anything, it's mine. Hello? No, we need to use physical things you can see to explain what is here. Now, because that child bites the nipples of the mother, did the mother throw the child away? Did that thing that child did it pain the mother? What happened? Did he throw the child away? Is he pampered the child? Likewise, God will not throw you away because of your mistake. He will rather correct your mistake than to throw you away. Some of you are disagreeing with what I'm saying. But this is the truth. You know, they have preached to us several times that when you dare is one mistake like this, you are gone. No, sir. Not in God's sight. Not in God. How many of you are very, very intelligent? The day you start walking, you never fall down.
Oh, you are not with me.
Okay, how many of you are very, very, you know, you are well dressed now. How many of you ever urinate in your mother's body when you were growing up?
They are not with me again.
A child of about 5 years, urinate for house. And the parents say, they are going to flog you. When I heard it, I said, don't flog the child. Maybe your own reach 8 years. In your days. Okay. You know, the way you are looking at me. You see, let me tell you this. You urinate at home. It pains your mother. You still wash the cloth. You still wear you another cloth. So that cold will not catch you in the night. How much more do you think that your mistake God will not take over you? No, get something straight into your spirit, man. Because some of us will have been flying now. But because of the damaging kind of message they preach to you, you will remain crippled. Every power that has crippled your life, you are coming out of there right now. Yes. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes. Now, a child that urinates for house at home at the age of 3, 4, or 5, at the age of 20, is he urinating? What has happened? Growth and maturity. God will be patient with you to develop and to grow. What the prodigal son did, was it correct? But do read the story very well. Where was the father waiting? It means since the day the boy left out, the father's heart has been looking for him. And that day, I was thinking that the father will have said, look, all my resources you have wasted, you will pay for it. He rather celebrate and throw party for the boy.
And I begin to ask questions.
You mean, with this wastage, don't know the comment of the father. This, our son, is lost. Now, he's found. He is dead. Now, he's alive. Let us celebrate. Then the senior brother, which represents the older believer today. Do you hear what I say? He got offended. I will not come to the house before you are celebrating my younger one. Who wasted all your resources? He said, but me. I've been with you for years. You have never given me small thing to celebrate with my friend. The father looked at him and sorry for him. He said, son, all that I have is yours. But the man didn't know. Did the man ever requested for something of celebration and the father refused? Yes, he has all things. He's offended. Do I know what I want to bring out? God did not supply your need because of your need.
God supplies your need because he has an abundance. God does not supply your need because you are in need. He supplies your need because he has more than enough. Let me read for you. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches, not according to your need. He supplies all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, not according to your need. You know, we measure God today according to our need. We did not measure God according to his abundance. Is that your Bible? But my God shall supply all your need. According to your need? No. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Not according to your what? Need. That's why sometimes when we make requests from God, we make requests of like a beggar. I don't know if I ask more, whether God will give me. God does not supply your need because of your need. He supplies your need because of his abundance. Give us NLT. I throw myself to his presence every day. He can never drive me away. Is it God that is looking for? He said he wants all men to be saved. And he still wants that he's saved. And he made me say, will you not throw me away? I will say not. It's not in your Bible. Show me where it's written. Hallelujah. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Not because of your need. It is because God has more than enough. Somebody's mother died at the age of 95. The man started crying. And I said, my friend, it is because you don't have money. 95 years, he's crying. Do you know why he's crying? He doesn't have money for burial. But a man that is controlling millions, for instance, and they say his mother died at the age of 95. What will he say? This is a celebration of life. Whatever make you to cry. You know, when something happened when we travel. The guy told us, anytime the mother, his mother or his father calling, he said his heart will just cut. So, what is where? I said, what are you doing? He said, Homo, you know what is happening. Because I'm the firstborn. I said, I understand. We pray that God will increase you. Let me tell you, whatever scare you, it is because you don't have knowledge of it. Do you get the point? Kai. Hey. Is it true? Say, oh, all is well. We say, all is well. It's okay. It's my calm down. Do you get the point? Now, may I tell you the truth? Eternal life that God gave us is capable of solving any problem that confronts you. If you really know deeply that there's something within you, the Almighty God lives in you to solve any problem that confronts your life. Now, Luke chapter 15. Hallelujah. From verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. I love that story very, very well. I am the younger son. I'm not the elder one. How can I ask a father that I don't know the resources he has, that what my father has belongs to me? Your father is rich, but you never knew that all his riches belong to you. You have not known your father. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riot living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and it began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he will faint, and he will faint and fill his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. When you are outside the will of God, no man will help you. Mm-mm. Try the help, they will not. He said, no man help him. And when he came to himself, that is the point that the gospel brought us to. The gospel of Christ always brings us to our what? To ourselves. To know that what the Father has are ours. To know that in our Father's house are many mansions. He will not send you away. Always return to him. No matter how far you have gone, come back to him. He said, how many higher servants of my father's have bread enough to spare? And I perish with hunger. He reasoned. The prodigal son never prayed his way back to the father. He reasoned his way back. He reasoned. I think Christians should reason much more today. He reasoned. When you pray, God answer. Hear this. When you pray alone. He answer you. But when it comes to the reason of reasoning, he say, come, let us reason together. When it is time to pray, he didn't say, come, let us pray together. But when it is time to reason, he say, come, let us reason together. I will show you something that you don't know. I will show you something you have never seen before. That's reasoning. May your eyes of understanding be enlightened. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I will arise and go to my father. I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy higher servants. That's his thought. At least. Even though if it is, I will be at home now. But the father have great plan for him than he thought. May I tell you, your thinking, the plan of God concerning your life is bigger and greater than your thinking. Do you understand now? This is the level that this guy got to. And he arose, and he came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Aish. Don't know that's what God wants to do for you. You think that you are far, but God says, I am closer to you. You think you lack, he said, I have my abundance for you. You think you are condemned, he said, as far as it's concerned, it doesn't condemn anybody. He rather correct you than to condemn you. Anyone under the sound of my voice, under any kind of condemnation now, you are set free. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A man unto us one day said, sir, this is the sin I have committed. I said, where was that? Say, close to 10 years. Close to 10 years? What do you tell God when you did that? Do you tell him say, you are sorry? He said, yes. So what did the Bible tell you? Imagine. 9.5 years problem. Trouble this man until that day. I read the first scripture, the second one, the third one. I said, okay, let's say that I don't need prayer. I've seen my solution. You see, sometimes we do something, I see. No. May God deliver you from yourself. Look at this story and go back on with this story. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet.
The person that is just coming, ex-convict, a looter, a waster, but the father say, come. You know why? A brute wrist, he will not break. God is looking for a condemned person to amend.
Hi.
Let's suspend this. Let me go somewhere before I come back. Let me go somewhere that will bless your life. Isaiah 42. Let's read from verse 1. That will bless you. You will know that God is actually looking for you to amend, to heal you, to cleanse you, to dress you, to glorify himself in you. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect in whom I so delighted, I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Do you know the meaning? A battered life, he will not batter. A condemned life, he will not condemn. You see, this is a thing that has saved my own life. That is why, listen to this and listen to it. Any type of sin you committed, don't confess it to any man. Confess it to God. Do you know why? Man will never forget. But God forgets and forgive. You are not with me. If you commit an offense today, you confess it to people. In 10, 20 years time, if those people are still existing, if you share politicians, what some of them do 30 years ago? Only their friend knew. When it is time of their glory, what do they say? They present it and say, you know, finish secondary school. So it's not worthy. The same thing applicable. Men will tell you, say, look, this is jumping up and down, we know your past. But God will say, your past is past. Your present and the future is what I'm after. This is God for you. I don't know whether God is talking to someone tonight. Let me tell you, irrespective of how battered your life is, when you come to Jesus, he brings a new self out of you. A brute reed, he will not break. A smoking flour shall he not quench. You have gone astray. Everything is working against you. When you come back to him, say, yes, you are welcome. I'm actually waiting for you. Because in the world, you will have trouble. But in me, you will have peace. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. This shall be someone's portion tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever is considered dead in your life is coming back to life right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It's not in, read your Bible. God is not a destroyer of life that comes to him. He's actually inviting the world, come unto me, I will give you life. But when you go to Satan, you know why? You know why Satan is wicked? I will explain. He knew that he can never go back to God. He committed sin in heaven. They send him away. But we committed sin here. God come to take us there. Satan committed sin in heaven. They dethrone him. Even practically now, when they dethrone any traditional ruler, he's not permitted to enter into that city. So when they dethrone him there, he's not permitted to come there. But we committed here, it's okay. Because you are on the floor, I am up. I will raise you up. That's why I say, he has raised up together and made us to sit together. Because all our lifestyle is here. He now came from above to rescue us. Everyone under the oppression of the devil, in this meeting, you are rescued now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever is down in your life, God is raising it up now. That's what makes Satan to be angry with men. See, he committed only one offense. And God declared him the throne and unpardonable. But man break God seek him. You know why? You know why? God never created Satan in his image after his likeness. But when it comes to human being, God created you and I in his image after his likeness. Satan took it. It's injustice. I break one thing and you condemn me. But this is hidden, hidden, hidden. That's why you have to make sure it deceives you very well to collect it. But now, Jesus collected it from him and handed it over to us. That's how you can say, in the name of Jesus, Satan, sit down. He will sit down. Every satanic operation in your life, in the work of your hands, in everything that pertains to your life, right now, I command them to leave. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Someone asked us the other day, they said, you always fast. Yeah, you are getting fatter. I said, because the man in me, fasting doesn't drain his body. No condition affecting. He rather affect conditions. He rather do what? Affect conditions. And to the glory of God today, that same light that operated in the life of Jesus is already in you. We are just sharing what that life is all about. How many of us are getting blessed now? Let's now go back to our, we are now in verse 23. Is it 23? Thank you. Of Luke chapter. I will read it to the end anyway. We pray. And bring it at the fattest calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead. Excuse me. These are my sources. For this my son. Even though when you are away, God is saying, this my son, this my daughter. I know he will come one day. He will keep stretching forth his loving kindness. It's so that he can draw you. You are not with me. Excuse me. Did this man supposed to say, for this my son? He's supposed to, for this son. But he said, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry over your life. God will glorify himself. Yeah. Well, somewhere last week Sunday, after our meeting, a man came, he said something. When Joseph met his brethren, he told them something. Go and declare to my father all my glory. Your enemy will proclaim your glory. Yeah. Give us Genesis 45 verse 13. Those who battle your life will come again to glorify God in your life. Yeah. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that ye have seen, and ye shall eat and bring down my father Eater. Who sold him to Egypt? Who said it's finished with him? When men say it's finished with you, God said it is the right time to lift you up. They deserted him, they sold him out, but God said, No. You are my image and my likeness. Something I put in you must find expression. And when the thing began, now it's okay. Go and tell my father all my glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will always have reason to talk of the glory of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. See, go, just go, go. And they went and told the father, the person they say is dead. They now say, down by no die. Okay, what of the claw you brought? With the same mouth. Everyone that has condemned your life, with the same mouth, they will speak well of your life. They will see the glory of God concerning your life. In the name of Jesus.
They should go. That's what I tell people. When people say it will not be okay for you, say relax.
Give me time. I'm coming again.
When Jephthah was rejected, they said Jephthah is a bastard. He went somewhere and God equipped him.
And they were troubled, there were trouble in their land. They said, who will help us? They said, Jephthah. And Jephthah came. A bastard yesterday. A deliverer today. Someone has been condemned. Someone has been counted forsaken. But by the Spirit of the Lord tonight, the word of God you are hearing will raise you up again.
Say, go and tell my father. You told my father that it is sitting with me. Go back again and tell him that of all my glory in the land of Egypt.
What a great scripture. And Brother Paul, a man that was called a persecutor, an injurious, a killer, a murderer. When the chiefest apostles saw him, they glorified God in him. Galatians chapter 1 verse 24.
They glorify God. They glorify God.
That will be your portion.
And they glorify God in me.
But yesterday I was a murderer. Yesterday I was battered. Yesterday I was wounded. But today, something has happened. Every battered life, every wounded life, irrespective of where you are now, the Almighty God will bind up your wounds. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
They glorify God.
Do you know the people that glorify God in him? They were not just believers. They were the chiefest apostles. You will experience the honor of God. In our little life, we are saying honor. And we are still saying it every day. Because we carry the nature of God. Can we continue our story? To make me to go to another place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are we in verse 25 now? Okay. Verse 25.
Now his elder son was in the field. And as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing.
And he called one of his servants. You see the word? Well, he just said, under normal circumstances, who did he supposed to go and ask?
His father.
He called one of his servants and asked, what these things meant? And he said unto him,
thy brother is come home. And thy father has killed the fattest calf because he had received him safe and sound.
And he was angry. Did he supposed to be angry? Is he his money that the father used to celebrate? Okay, what will he derive? What will he gain if that boy dies?
I will not go in.
Therefore, came his father out, and he treated him. And the answer said to his father, look, this many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son, thank God he called him his son, was come, which had devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. The father listened to that point. And he said unto him, son, he didn't say my son.
See, there are some certain character that make one to miss God best.
You will never meet the best of God again.
The boy came.
He said, this my son.
But this man, because he's a complainer always means the best of God. Son, it's like say, my son, he says, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It is this spirit of your complaining that makes you not to know that all that I have belongs to you. Every spirit of complaining in the life of any individual present here, I damage them in the name of Jesus. Any level you find yourself, give thanks to him. What is the problem of that man? He never knew that all that the Father has belongs to him. As many of us never knew that the fullness of God is eternal life. It's in you.
Stand to your feet. Say, Lord, tonight I've heard your word again. Let your word of heart become my spirit and my life. Every contrary spirit working against me, I cut you off from my life right now. Now I'll be restored back to you. I'll be restored back to destiny. Even though I've crossed my boundary, but you have brought me back. Help me the more on a daily basis. In the name of the Lord. Lift up your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for everyone.
Yes, Lord.
That you will enjoy the deliverance that Jesus has given to you.
Amen.
You will enjoy the cleansing he has cleansed you.
Amen.
You will enjoy the freedom he has delivered unto you.
Amen.
You will enjoy the health life he has delivered unto you.
Amen.
The benefit of redemption will be your portion.
Amen.
On a daily basis.
Amen.
All the days of your life.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
When next we see your face again, your face will shine more.
Amen.
Above all, your enemy will glorify God in your life.
Amen.
And so shall it be. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thequeen.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord. We'll be right back.